This is the true purpose of life as it was in the time of Adam. This was the beginning of a foundation of marriage, the family, the commitment to two people mating and staying together till the end of days. Before that, people were just having sex that came naturally. There was no sense of commitment necessary. This is the beginning of the foundation of modern civilization based on a strong spiritual family. And when they failed to respond correctly, then that was taken away. They were taken away from that so they wouldn't make passion their purpose. And you see in today's world, there are people, smart people, who've turned their life over to their reptilian part of their consciousness. They just do whatever they want to do with no sense of consequences, no sense of making a negative contribution to society. They just live for pleasure because there's lots of pleasure and there's plenty of money. That is not the purpose of human life. And it leads to truly the, stunting of the growth of the soul. And so that's why they're driven away from making that the purpose of life. Continuing on.
So reptile, with an uppercase R, the innocent self-centeredness of early childhood. And then reptile, with a lowercase R, self-centeredness allowed to evolve into adolescence and adulthood, becomes a satanic force.
So self-centeredness is the real problem. And when it's dominant, it creates evil.
We have knowing with a lowercase k. Adam, prompted by reptilian desire, he disobeys God and impatiently engages in sex out of a lustful passion without purpose. Followed by knowing with a capital K. Eve guides Adam, as ordained by God, to have sex for bonding and building a spiritual family, developing patience and passion for noble purpose.
I think it's rather self-evident. Mm-hmm. And if you really think about it, women have always been that more or less civilizing force. And in fact, in the Baha'i faith, women are encouraged to take the lead in helping because men seem to have a little more of a weakness in this area. And that women can be a help to man, get back on track with the right way and for the right purpose.
Now we are followed with Lucifer, the innocent, angelic, perfect, self-centered child, followed by Satan, the insistent self of adolescence and adulthood, rebelling against God's purpose, putting passion before purpose. And finally, sin, falling short of our true nature to be like God, but choosing too often the temptations of the insistent self and its attachments, and evil, abuse of God's gifts and blessings symbolized by sex, that which is beautiful and perfect, abused for self-gratification only. Greater purpose subjugated to lesser passions of the insistent self, lesser over greater. So I'd like to ask just one question in closing to put this in context for viewers who might not be that familiar with the Bible. Just to indicate where these two, the two stories of Adam and Eve can be found, and
yes,
and why they're revealed in two ways.
And of course, people who have the more traditional way of understanding really have a hard time understanding why there are two versions. But the first version is the most famous and popular one, where he creates the universe. And of course, we Baha'is can understand that when it said, "Let there be light," which was the first day, it was actually the Big Bang or something similar, where the light of creation took place, or the beginning took place. We Baha'is believe that it evolved. We basically have evolved out of stardust, and that all that goes into it was ordained by God with the purpose in mind of conscious soul beings being the result. And Adam represents where mankind evolved enough through all the processes to become born of his destiny. So Adam represents the first manifestation of God reaching out to man to awaken him to his spiritual life. Now, there might have been manifestations before that, but not for that purpose, for other things. But the point of it is, we came to that time, and that's why our faith and the Christian faith and the Jewish faith and the Islamic faith are all agreed on one thing. It all began in the days of days of Adam. We just differ as to what actually this story is about. In the days in the past, it sufficed the stories as they were. But in the modern world, these stories don't make sense. And as a result, the dogmas and things that have been built around the idea of the fall of Adam, where Adam is fundamentally becomes an evil person. That's not true. Mankind is beautiful. We just have the potential to make choices that are evil. Let's not make them. And let's choose the light. And we're still right there. In that sense, the story of Adam and Eve goes on and on and on. So, it's the fifth chapter of Genesis where the second creation story begins. The story of Seth is at the very last part of the fourth chapter where it describes that Adam and Eve come together now and they have a child, and this one is in the image of Adam. And when you understand that Adam is a prophet, this means he's the perfect responder. In every age, we understand from the Baha'i writings that when a manifestation of God comes, he has one person who basically becomes his moon, who is the one chosen to demonstrate these teachings in a human life. So like, for an example, in the days of Adam, it was Seth. In the days of Noah, it was two brothers, Shem and Japheth, but most people believe it's Shem, or the Semitic peoples. Then in the days of Abraham, there are those who believe it was Isaac, and there's those who believe it was Ishmael. There's a little division there, depending on your perspective. In the days of Moses, it was Joshua. In the days of Jesus, it was Peter. In the days of Muhammad, it was Ali. In the days of the Bab, it was Qudus. In the days of Baha'u'llah, it's Abdu'l-Baha. So there's a sun and the moon. When you understand that symbolism, it shows up in many different areas and it changes. For an example, people wonder, why is it that the sun and the moon were created, like I think it's the fourth day or third day, in other words, after all these other things are created, you know? It's because they're not really the sun in the sky. It really is the light of the manifestation of Adam and the moon of Seth. These are placed into the orbit of guidance. But that's a little hard for people to take. It's a big stretch. But we know from the pattern that the prophet Adam, his moon is Seth, because he's the father of those who call upon the name of the Lord.